Hey everybody, Jake here. I am just going to tell you real quick what this is about if it's your first time with us for a hiatus. This is a Frankencast, which is when I take all of the outtakes and cut content, hashtag content, from the episodes of the previous season, and I put them back together for you and make a homunculus of audio recordings. I think this is the first half. This is about the first half of the season. I think it goes up through 27. I didn't check. I should have checked. Whatever. Enjoy. There will be one more, but it will not come out on the feed. You have to go to Patreon for that. That'll be next Monday, which brings me to my second thing. Next Monday, there won't be an episode. But Jake, you said, I know what I said. There's going to be one Friday. That's going to be our three-year anniversary episode, and it will be the pilot, like an unaired pilot of this show. So we recorded four total episodes before the podcast started, just to try it out, about a year before. So we had, we did episode one, then we did episode one, and then we did two and three. And this is, I think, the second take of episode one. I'm not sure, but I do have it. It's very old. My little brother is also in it. I should probably see if he's cool with it. Older brother, permission granted to me from him on behalf of myself. I'll let you piece together that sentence in your own time. So please enjoy, and we will see you next week for our anniversary episode, and then the week after, who knows? I haven't thought that far ahead. Anyway, I'll be back at the end to do all the boring clerical stuff.
It's a good thing that you can't catch the yawn that I caught from you, and then we'll just yawn forever.
Right, I'm immune to my own yawn. Not like, when I listen to this, I will yawn. There's a time element to it. When you're far enough removed, you just yawn.
A lot of wires that need uncrossing now.
Right? And every year we change that now forever.
Yep.
Some of them are going to be weird because I feel like there's some in the Disney years that are just like, ha, go now, ha. I don't know. I don't.
Time Force is just time for Time Force.
Time Force. It's the best one. Well, top five.
What is Dino Charge? It's just Morphin Time again.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
And then Mega Force.
Because I'm probably just going to yell it's Morphin Time on Pokemon World Tour until then.
Because I know Mega Force is like, time for Mega Force power. Go now, Mega Force.
Still mad about the Ranger Changer.
They had it in their hands.
Yep.
They just let it fall.
I feel like 10 episodes from now, it's just going to be so defeated. Shift the turbo. Do we really have to?
The intro segment will be 45 minutes long, and then we'll finally be like, shift the turbo. And I'll be like,
we'll come back and be like, nothing happened again.
It was a song.
May the power protect you.
I don't think once they change over, nothing happens.
Right.
I think the first 15 episodes are going to be a little touch and go.
Sometimes we'll break the fourth wall, but like, there's no rhyme or reason to it.
Right.
We go out of our way to shove, what's his name?
Elgar.
To shove Elgar's face into the screen so we can talk to the kids.
What even was that?
We are full grown men, Elgar.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me in that tone of voice, Elgar. Not in my house. What's your Snapple fact?
I don't know. Couldn't read it. It fell. So you share with the class now.
Yeah.
Oh, I still can't hold this damn
Jesus,
thing.
Josh. Get it together.
In New Zealand, parents have to run baby names by the government for approval.
That's crazy. Hey, can I call my kid Pilot Inspector? Absolutely not.
No. How about Jeff?
Here's a list of government-approved names. Jeff and Charles. Those are the only two you're allowed.
So only two names for boys. Jeff Charles or Charles Jeff.
You can go by Chucky. You can go by Jeffy.
I guess Jeffrey.
Or Jeffrey. Charles Jeffrey.
But we'll have to have a town meeting to make sure everyone's okay with Jeffrey.
We have to run it by the board. I'm sorry.
Guys, can you tell we don't have a lot to talk about this episode?
Oh, I was expecting this to be put into the Frankencast, but we'll see how long the episode goes. Anyway. they if I could just if they would just give us like some bullet points and be like, talk about this thing,
right?
That would be fine. But like, here's the copy you have to read.
Yeah,
in like three times in your podcast, I'd be like, ha, no, no, absolutely not.
Oh, no, thanks. Our fans pay us enough. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't do that to people. And then like, you know, because most podcasts do that, like these ads keep us free. No one would pay for your podcast.
No,
nobody.
Podcasts are not a like paid subscription.
Yeah, no,
buddy.
Like there's
they might keep you going.
Yeah, that might like help, but like, look, if you stopped, if any podcast was like, you have to pay to get these episodes, yeah, your listenership would plummet.
If this episode went up and you had to pay $1.99 to download and listen to it, you might do that for like a week or two before you're like, no, forget this. This is costing too much money. It's not worth it.
Absolutely not. Like, no, that's crazy. I don't care how big you are. Like, I know two podcasts that I would do that for. That I would literally pay $2 every week to listen to, or I guess every other week for one of them, which is My Brother and Me and Adventure Zone. And that's it.
I wouldn't.
That's it, guys. Those are the only because those podcasts like are the best to me. But like,
yeah, no, they're very good. I just would not pay for a podcast.
Yeah, no, but like that's insane to think that like to like try to like sorry, this is a sore spot of mine.
Right.
But just to be like, here, let me guilt you into like suffering through me talking about stamps, especially in narrative podcasts, the Black Tapes and Tannis. I'm looking at you. Joe Hunter and I were talking about it on Twitter the other day. He's like, I don't care about these ads. I just want to know what's up with Strand. I know. And it's like, there's literally an episode where it's like, and the girl's face was upside down. You know, it's not, you know, it shouldn't be upside down though. Sending mail, stamps.com. Like, no,
that's not how you do it.
No, they're like, oh, like, and like, there's one for socks that they just try to work in, and it doesn't work.
No, if you're gonna do ads, it's just like, don't put them in the story. What? Yeah.
Like, unless you're the McElroys and you're super funny, and if you're not so funny that even your ads are funny, like, no one cares about your ads. Like, that's period. The 15-second skip button was invented for this.
What we're getting at, guys, is we're not going to ever be sponsored.
No, probably not. Not after this, anyway. Unless there's, like, a Tokusatsu subscription box service, hit us up. If we can get people a link to get that, you know, cheaper, that would be cool. I don't think such a service exists, though. And I'm calling him DR Junior. No, never mind. Cut that. That's later.
Dr. Junior. Dr. Wagner Jr.
Dr. Wagner Jr. Did you hear about Dr. Wagner Jr. in Lucha Underground?
No.
He's there now.
Isn't he like real old?
Yeah. He's a badass.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to spoil. He fights the winner of the For a Unique Opportunity tournament in the first part of Ultima Lucha Dose. It's pretty good because he's like the King Rudo of Mexico, right. I guess. So I lost my place.
Apparently, it was either 1 or 2 years ago, you shared it on my timeline. You were very excited that you found Hey Rita. And I was like, why? So I played it, and it has the dig the seed and grow, girl. That's how it starts.
Yeah.
It's the same song as Hey Rita, Mr. Rita.
Hey Rita, Senor Rita. That was 2 years ago?
1 or 2. I can't remember. It popped up on this day's yesterday.
It had to be a year ago. Because that was season 3.
It wasn't. Because that's Trini that was digging the seed and growing, girl. That's like season 1.
Well, then it wasn't Rita's Pita.
No.
Okay. Did you even say that, or is my brain just filling in holes?
What?
Did you say Rita's Pita at any point in the last 10 minutes?
No.
No, I don't know why.
I said, hey, Rita, Mr. Rita.
That turned into Rita's Pita in my brain. I got brain soup. Feel like they had the cheese and the crackers.
Handy snack.
Handy snacks. Pause for crime.
I still crave those sometimes. Gotta get those
breadsticks. Do they make those anymore?
Yeah. We have them over by the crackers, I think. You can get the cracker ones that come with that weird red stick to spread the cheese with.
Right.
Or you can get the breadsticks and just dunk them in. And then eat all the cheese on like 2 breadsticks.
Get the savory Dunkaroos version. Yeah. Which, speaking of, Dunkaroos. Come on.
They're the next Amazon exclusive return.
Okay, can I tell you a secret? they recently, Amazon was like, hey, you bought some Surge. You want these Dunkaroos from Canada? And I was like, are those real Dunkaroos? Or are they just Dunkaroos you found in the back? And, and you know that I'm the target market for that.
These Dunkaroos are in our warehouse from 1998.
Hey, Jake, you want some? And I almost did. If they could have guaranteed a date, I might have bought some Dunkaroos from Canada, but
I'm
also
mad
I know
that like Crystal Pepsi just never showed up anywhere I could buy it.
Yeah, I'm sure if you Google Crystal Pepsi in Austin, there's some Reddit
some, like, tracker,
some Reddit board site. Has it on there. Ugh. Also, it's just like Pepsi. It's just clear Pepsi.
Yeah, but just for the novelty, you want to drink.
I don't
one.
Like Pepsi, so I'm fine not right. having Crystal Pepsi. Anyway,
back on track. That was all cut because it started with crime.
Right. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
My brain was like, it's called Pokemon World Tour, the one you're doing. And then my mouth was like, I'm pretty sure it's the Morphin Grid. And they were like, about Pokemon World Tour. Pokemon Grid Tour. Oh, no.
Why? Annie's still holding it down.
Just keeping garden the floor.
What do you have? Which string of numbers is in the algorithm of her review that sinks it to the bottom?
I don't know.
It's so bizarre.
just some weird, like, oh, that's the one. It goes to the bottom.
Such a dense review. It just sinks. Check, 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 check.
Okay. Rap, little, rap.
It's a little check song I wrote.
Nice. It's going platinum.
Her car's a kitty cat.
Yeah, she's perfect. Radiator fan belt is the... Radiatra fan belt.
Radietta.
Radietta fan belt. God, what a good name. Let's make a car game with just all car pun names like that. That'll just be racing. But you got to put your car together, too.
Right.
It'll be like F-Zero, but like...
So you want to make...
Sugar Rush,
but
cars.
Regular cars.
Yep. Well, since we're here, Bernie and Phil's classic New
Quality,
Hampshire.
Quality, comfort, and price. That's right.
Nice.
That's nice. Not right. I've been away so
long. You've been away for so long. There's Water Country. Water Country. Have some fun. There is...
It's so weird that these are regional things.
Oh, yeah, right? It's insane. You go down to Florida, they... Sorry, guys. Pack it in. Florida has the best local commercials for Appliance Direct. There will be some links in the show notes, but...
Is that where the Red House is?
No, that's somewhere in the middle, because I had a friend from the Carolinas in college, and he had it, but then also some people from Detroit, like the Michigan area.
Okay.
Had it. I say Michigan area like it's a town. It's a whole state. I don't know. I don't know where he was from. But yeah, the Red House is amazing. Rhett and Link do the Red House. Famous YouTube comedians Rhett and Link. This is like their earliest stuff pretty much.
Right.
The Red House is an amazing commercial. That'll also be in the show notes. But Appliance Direct is this Asian guy who is mostly got English down.
Sure.
But he's better at just yelling, right? And at one point he just says, for no reason, wacky nunu. That's his thing.
I just remembered the Country Convenience one was trying to sell their fried chicken that they had.
Was it good?
I never had it. It was, I can't remember the brand, but I was always, like, everyone was always like, it's the greasiest, grossest fried chicken that I've ever had. Don't get it. So I never got it. I just went to KFC.
Right. Probably cheaper at KFC anyway.
Probably. Which also is just like super greasy chicken.
Right.
But.
But a name you can
it's
trust.
A super greasy chicken, you know.
So at the end of the Appliance Direct commercials. There's this lady, just we call her Yelling Lady, who is just like walking across the tops of refrigerators, yelling about like scratch the dent, super cheap,
wacky noodoo.
At one point, like, well, she doesn't say the wacky noodoo, it's only the guy. At one point, she's got a cast on her whole leg and she's still like hobbling while yelling at us. And we're like, get off the refrigerator, that's probably how you broke your leg.
And now there's the one here. I don't have cable anymore because we just, like, let it run out. It upgraded boxes. We never upgraded with the box, but we never watched TV anyway, so it was fine. He's, like, a used car guy.
Scott something.
Yeah. And there's one at Thanksgiving time where he's in a turkey suit. He's like, gobble, 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 come buy my cars.
Yeah, they're all there's like every season, every holiday, every like thing that's going on, he has a different one.
He's like, I gotta sell these cars or my goose is cooked, but he's a turkey.
He's a turkey. There's one where there's zombies. He's like, the zombies will eat my brains if you don't come buy a car.
Started listening to the Black Tapes the other day.
Yeah.
Really liked
Pretty good, except the fucking ads, right?
I'm only on episode 4.
Oh, go! Oh, you're
like one audible ad.
You're a couple episodes away.
And I do really like it, but a lot of the names of the stuff are real stupid.
Like Tall Paul.
Tall Paul. The Unsound like sounds like a creepypasta story.
Mm-hmm.
The Festival of the Upside Down Face is real dumb.
That is very dumb.
That's the episode I'm on now. The story behind it is, like, really creepy and neat.
The cool thing that I will say, because season 2 just ended, the cool thing I will say about the Black Tapes is everything builds on everything else.
Yeah.
So, like, the first season is mostly, like, investigating, you know, one-offs.
Right.
And then season 2
But they, like, laid the seed of the Torres family and basically Slender Man, who's Tall Paul.
And they kind of start to, like, bring the mystery together, and so season 2 is mostly like how does everything connect and how, you know, what's right up with that. There the final moment is kind of very stupid.
Really?
Season 2. It's the most like, I don't know, college creative writing way,
sure,
to end,
yeah,
it. Like, oh, isn't this a twist? And you're like, no. That's dumb. It's like a twist, but bad.
Right.
But I do really like a lot of stuff. I don't like, sometimes their acting gets very bad.
Yeah.
And a lot of the names are very stupid. The Unsound is the dumbest thing. Also, you know what's crazy about the Unsound is it's like a melody. Like, it's a piece of music.
Yeah, they
not
played
a
it.
Not a noise.
They played it, and I'm like, that's a guitar wail.
Yeah.
Like,
like, it's not just like a,
yeah.
Like, if it was like a sound, it would be
like
one note. Yeah.
But like underneath some.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like the devil went down to Georgia. It's like, it's not the Unsound. That's Charlie. I almost said Charlie Chaplin. I forget his name now. Daniels.
Okay, I'm like, I don't know the guy. But I do like it.
Yeah.
I can get through like an episode and a half in the morning at work.
Just wait. Oh, man. One of the last episodes of season 2 is literally 30 minutes, and a good 7 of them are ads. It gets fucking ridiculous. Same thing with Tannis, which is the sister podcast. This starts up a little bit later. I also really like Tannis, but...
You gotta sift through the ads.
I literally, when it happens, I pull it out, and I just keep tapping that 15 seconds ahead until I hear music. I think they're both a little overproduced too, but that's just me.
Sometimes where there's like background music competing with whoever's talking, especially if it's a phone message.
Yeah.
Like, I already have hard enough time pulling words out of that while my head's in a cooler.
Right.
So
yeah.
But I like creepy stories, so it's pretty neat.
It's good. I'm caught up now, so I started listening to Dusted, which is a Buffy podcast. And I'm cranking through those because they're very good. Yeah, I like them. I just have some major issues with them that fortunately don't affect how good the podcast is. It's just like, guys, with the ads, fucking quit it. Like, you don't need to be like...
Right, you're not a long show.
Right, it's like, especially that 30-minute one. It was like an important episode and 7 minutes were ads. I was like, motherfuckers. Especially because the segues get really dumb. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh.
What?
The double-double has an all-female tournament, and it could happen early next year.
Oh.
The Women's Classic.
Oh, they're doing it, Jake. They're fucking doing it.
I S to G, if Angelus Lane is not in it, I'm gonna walk to Full Sail. I'm going to flip the whole place upside down. Delilah Doom's got to be in it, right? She's on their
radar. She was on Raw.
She was the most talked about person who got beat up by Nia Jax. No one gave a crap about anyone else but her.
I can't believe they're doing it. I said that as a joke.
Well, it's going out that way.
I was also thinking, like, since they're, like, branching out into this, like,
pull people from the indies in mm-hmm. to like do all this stuff. They're working with New Japan in a weird way in that they're taking their talent.
Yeah, they're stealing from New Japan.
But they could just bring the King of the Ring back as an annual like G1 climax event.
Oh, yeah, that would be balling. Way better than the King of the Rings they've done in the past yeah. 10 years.
That's the perfect way to make that important yeah. to wrestling again.
Then you can even have like your wrestlers on the roster come in, you yeah. know, like Cesaro.
Yeah.
Perfect place for him. Let him fucking wrestle have, some like, people.
Kenny Omega and like Ray Rowe and like.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be very good. Now, okay, can I tell you guys something about flies? They only make that.
I thought that was a firework and then maybe a gunshot, but it was just wood falling.
It was just wood falling.
Oh, cool.
What are you doing?
Tearing down the side of the house. We gotta start over.
It's dark out.
Oh, now you made him mad. Kind of excited to make up my own Digimon.
Right?
When you guys were talking about making one up, I'm like, that just seemed so weird to me. I'm like, no, there are Digimon.
Yeah, there are, but they're like...
But it's not like Pokemon where you yeah. like catch a bunch of different...
Right.
You have, different individuals of a yeah. species. You just have...
You have your buddy.
Your own
so
Digimon.
So you want it to be a good one.
And I was like, man, a frog would be real cute in a cowboy hat.
You're right.
Like a poncho. I imagine they have clothes when they like...
Sometimes?
When they big time.
Sometimes.
Digivolve.
Where Garurumon has pants, but Greymon does not. Well, I guess that would correspond to Metal Greymon.
Convention. So it's Greymon, and then he digivolves into War Greymon.
Well, there's War Greymon, and there's Metal Greymon.
Well, we're not going... How far are we going?
We're only doing Champion.
Okay.
So, Agumon to Greymon.
Okay.
Or Frogmon to Toadmon.
Oh, so see,
Toadmon.
Agumon, his name totally... It's not just, like, Mega Agumon.
No, it doesn't track the whole time. And some of them are weird. Like, Kabuterimon is the evolution of Tentomon. And then it goes Kabuterimon, Mega Kabuterimon, Hercules Kabuterimon. He's a beetle guy.
Sure.
Not a Hercules beetle, it's Hercules Kabuterimon.
So just anything frog related.
Yeah, you can be like Toadmon, Amphibomon,
well, I'm thinking,
whatever you want.
Karomon would be his regular version, because Karo is the Japanese onomatopoeia for ribbit.
I like that a lot.
So that'll be like his regular buddy version.
Yeah.
Or that I was just going to go like Mega Karomon. But if I could get weirder with it,
oh, yeah,
I'm probably
sure.
going to do that.
Because like Palmon is like a little lady plant with like dreads. She transforms into Togemon, which is a cactus with boxing gloves. And then
sure.
that transforms into Lilymon, which is like a beautiful little fern gully. But a lily also.
So there's no rules.
No, it's Digimon. Some of them, like the Drummon, there's like a whole line that's something Drummon. There's like Sea Drummon and there's other Drummons. And they're like in a dragon family.
Right.
If you go in the back on like page like 19, there's like the 8 classifications that like
yeah.
you fall under. You'd be under aquatic, I think. I forget what those are called.
Yeah.
Deep divers, maybe.
Sure.
Anyway,
I'm just thinking of like the way Pokemon evolution works, because he'll be like when he's regular, he won't have any of the clothes on, but he'll still have like wheat in his mouth,
right?
And like he'll look.
And he digivolves a hat.
Yeah, he digivolves a hat
and a poncho
and pistols.
I'm gonna have antler swords on my girl deer Pokemon.
I mean,
so
I'm...
like.
Straight up pistols, but they might shoot crickets. I'm not sure yet.
I'm into it. Whatever you want. Fucking into it. Yeah, so the Digimon stages are as follows. There's Baby, which is they are literally like a blob.
It's just a blob.
With eyeballs. And
yeah.
then they go to In Training, which are usually like a head.
Do we also get to design the blobs?
Yeah.
Or are they all just like...
I don't think they'll start off as blobs. They'll start off as heads.
So there's a head and then a blob.
There's a blob, and then a head, and then a rookie, which is, like, regular, and
right.
then...
So Agumon is rookie form.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the main form. That's, like, yay tall,
sure.
normal size, runs around with you, size Pokemon. In Training is, like, usually it's, like, a head or, like a weird like ghost that walks around or whatever. And then like baby form is like literally like, oh, this is a blob with eyes that has ears on it. Like it's a baby. It's a baby Data. But generally the three forms that you see the most are in training.
Do they start as eggs?
That's how they start, but I don't know if we'll start that way. I don't think so. I think we might meet them. That's what happened in the original. Right. They were just like, hey, we've been waiting here for like 1,000 years, I think, in Digitime. Digimon gets weird.
What does 1000 translate to in binary?
I don't know.
I don't either. That's how many actual years.
Well, no, it's like time is just like different.
Right. There's also just phone booths on the beach, which is all I remember.
Well, I mean, you only saw the first episode, so yeah.
No, I saw more than that, because I saw Greymon fight the Shell guy.
Okay, so that's 2 episodes that you saw, then.
I saw 2 episodes. I remember seeing 2 episodes. I might have gotten, like, 4 in. I just don't remember anything else.
Right. Well, the next one, there's Garurumon, who's a big wolf with ice breath.
That sounds familiar, too.
I think after that is Flamedramon, who is a phoenix bird.
Yeah, that does not. But the wolf kind of sounds familiar, so I probably saw that, too.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
And finally, we're on. Try that again.
We run.
We run. You run. We run.
Yeah.
We all run.
He run, she run.
Everybody run.
Yeah, I might take that one that has all the questions. I didn't mind the time limit because it was just like, which one of these jumps out at you for whatever reason. So I didn't have a problem with that.
I get panicky when, like, cause normally I'm very decisive about that. But if there's two that I'm like, oh, it could be either of these, I'm like, and it's like, yeah, you didn't pick one.
It should skip it and then, like, come back instead of just, like,
yeah, instead of being like, wiping sorry. It out.
But I got a dolphin and I'm like, I don't really care about dolphins.
I got a fucking hummingbird. I got the worst bird.
Something else happened in the Black Tapes that made me laugh, and I can't remember what it was.
How far are you?
207. They just found out the name of the kid that was murdered in the river.
Oh, okay.
And it's Sammy's first episode. I don't know how long she stays around. The hacker girl that they had to put a secret letter in a secret mailbox in Portland, Maine.
Oh, she's in like 3 episodes. If that. Yeah, and then she shows up in Seattle.
Yeah. No, that was in Canada, because they went up to Canada to try to find Sexy James Vaughn.
Sexy James Vaughn.
Because that's how people talk.
And then she keeps saying it.
After they learn his name.
He does not sound like a sexy James Bond should sound.
When you say sexy James Bond, I just think Pierce Brosnan.
I think Daniel Craig. If we're going to be real here, I think Daniel Craig is probably the sexiest Bond. I mean, Timothy Dalton's a close second for me because he's in my favorite. But like,
that's because when I think James Bond, I think Pierce Brosnan.
Right, yes. By the way, I watched GoldenEye again the other night.
Yeah.
It's tops. It's such a good movie. Such a good movie. Yeah, but then it's like, his name is Thomas Warren, and he's a sexy James Bond. And I was like, I don't think so. I think this dude's probably like a guy.
Oh, it was the Dungeons and Dragons friend of Nick's. Like, the whole conversation.
That was awful.
Where, like, the joke is that he's been playing the same game for 20 years. Ugh. And, like, totally wants to bone Alex.
Yeah, that was rough.
On the phone?
Well,
you sound like I want to bone down, babe.
Look, that's the character
he plays
they're
Dungeons
going
and Dragons,
with.
So he doesn't get any. That's what the joke is.
Well, that was bad. That was rough chuckles. Excuse you, the phone.
Well, I'm almost through season 2,
dude. I'm telling you, the final sting is the dumbest thing.
I'm very excited
in the world
because I can't be scared by this stupid podcast anymore.
No, right, the first season is, like, totally, like, oh, it could be a little spooky. And the second one is, like, oh, my 160-gig iPod Classic with all my great tunes from Apple.
They stole my 160-gigabyte iPod Classic, and that really pissed me off. Because I have songs on there. A lot of good songs. Oh, God. And then they keep saying, They can't just say the face is upside down. They have to say with the eyes where the mouth should be and the mouth where right. the eyes should be.
Well, see, that I understand.
But it's not a scary way to phrase it.
No, no, no. But but it's the reveal. They're treating it every time as a reveal because it's like calling back to the same thing. So they're treating right. it like a motif sort of or whatever. But it's actually just a clunky way of saying upside down face.
Yeah. The festival of the eyes where the bell should be and the bell where the eyes should be.
All right, enough about the black
Whenever
days.
You're ready.
And that's it. That's the peek behind the curtain of what happens behind the scenes when we are recording but not ready to start or end. So sorry about the audio quality of this part. I'm doing it on my onboard laptop mic. I don't feel like setting up the whole mic setup. So this is what you're getting, kind of a weird amount of ambient noise, even though it's quiet in my room. Like there's no noise, but it's just, you know, there. Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So say jakeandjosh.com, that's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Facebook. If you want to go there, maybe we'll turn it into like a fan group, like a Facebook group. So people can like talk about Power Rangers and like the show there. But right now it's just like it's a ghost town. So up to you if you want to go like it. I won't blame you if you don't. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play though. So if you want to leave us a rating or review, that would be awesome. It helps out a bunch. And since we're about to start in space, if we get a bunch of reviews all at once, it kind of pushes us into the spotlight a little bit. Like, hey, look at this. These people just got a bunch of reviews. And that would be really great. That'd be real, real cool of you to do, just so a lot of people can listen to us talk about a good show instead of Turbo, which I still enjoyed half of. You know what's weird is I know it was bad, and we just talked about it, and it was very bad, a lot of it, and like it made me crazy, and I had a mental breakdown at one point, but I still think of it fondly. I don't know. I guess the Jacket episode and Chasing the Space is just so good that I can't think of it as a bad season. And finally, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you go there and donate, you get cool stuff, and it helps us out a bunch, and you'll be able to hear the second Frankencast this season that'll come out on Monday, exclusive to Patreon. So if you want to hear that, if you really like these, that's the only place you can get the next one. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned next Friday, the 13th. Ooh, spooky. It's our 3-year anniversary, and it's a 4-year-old episode from a year before we started, and my little brother's on it, and he's I think 16 at the time, and we all sound like idiots and babies, so that'll be fun. Anyway, that's gonna do it for us for today. We'll see you then, but until next time, may the power protect you.